final detailed design meeting. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. And the end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of this remote control, like absolute final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, we said we were going to have a snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for torque back. It's hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery with rubber buttons, maybe backlighting the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a door dial, and incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything I've missed?
No.
Okay. So, if you want to present your prototype, go ahead.
Ninja woman, made in Japan. There are a few changes I've made. Well, look at your expense sheet, and it's going to be quite a lot expensive to have it open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, this is going to be an LCD screen, just a very, very basic one, very small, with access to the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm and button.
Okay.
Apart from that, it's pretty much the same as we discussed last time.
And there isn't, it doesn't open up to the advanced functions? So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they're not in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel on the job dial.
Ah, right.
Okay.
So what kind of thing is going to be?
The LCD panel just displays functionally what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function, right, like brightness, contrast, whatever,
okay,
it will just say, you know, it's like, it only has four colors, it's a very simple LCD, like,
right.
Whereas many, the minimum amount you need that the user will automatically know, like, this is brightness or this is contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, cool.
It might even be one, a bit more complex LCD panel with
okay.
pictures, like maybe the sun, or, you know, the symbols of the various.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay.
And what is this here?
That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is...
Where are we going to have the slogan?
No, just like...
Along this, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom.
Okay.
The slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not, like, huge, so there's...
Mm-hmm.
Say, a button's
okay.
about, say a button's about this size, right?
Yeah.
So you would still have plenty of space for a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
Well, I want the buttons to be big enough to push using
mm-hmm.
the finger, so we reckon... That would be about the same size as the button.
Okay. Yeah. So that would be about a centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half,
mm-hmm.
5, 9, 6, 7, 8.
That sounds good.
10
yeah.
centimeters. That would be
mm.
good. So 10 centimeters in height. Okay.
That would be good. In fact, a pen is about 10 centimeters usually. So that would be, that sounds like a really good size.
Yeah.
If you see it there.
That's great, and it's very bright as well.
Mm.
So, okay.
Is it possible, I'm just going to bring up the idea of colors. Is these, are these the colors that of production? Is this just what we had available?
We're going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow from last time that lit up when you pushed the button.
Right.
Okay, so just, could you just list all the things that it does? So I can write down the report.
This button, because it's red, it's sort of very prominent. We're going to use it as it's going to be a power button. If you hold it for maybe 2 seconds,
mm-hmm.
I'll send a standby signal. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen,
okay.
and to use this as a jog dial.
Okay, so it's like an okay button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
Oh, the depth of the...
Do we need 5? I don't think 5 is. Maybe about 3.5.
Okay.
Oh, it's just to get an idea of scale
yeah.
from your...
Sure.
From everything
yeah.
there. Okay. So you can power on and off. What else can you do?
You can skip straight to the channel using these buttons.
Okay.
Um, we're going to have the volume control here, but because we've got the LCD and the jog dial, we just thought we'd use that as the volume.
Okay, jog dial for volume. And what else do you do with the jog dial?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, colour.
Contrast, brightness? Anything else?
It's whatever else we wanted to include as the advanced functions. We didn't actually go through and specify there.
Well, as the designers, what are they?
What can a TV do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast. Maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channels. That's a good one.
What else? The various inputs. Are you having a VCR? Are you having, you know, which input do you have?
Okay.
Probably
inputs.
Color sharpness.
Yep. Color sharpness.
Sharpness.
A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Okay, what about sound settings? Can you change any of those at all?
Audio. We have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range.
We have the balance.
Yep. Left right balance. Maybe even pre programmed sound modes. Like,
okay.
The user could determine like a series of sound modes. And then what could happen would be when you click on that, and we'll go to that setting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else at all it can do? Because that's fine, just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right, I guess that's it. So we can now have a little look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So for this first part here, power wise, have we got
battery,
do we have kinetic as well?
No.
Okay. Just battery.
We need
and that's because of cost restraints, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about
chip.
The electronics here?
We
advanced
need
chip.
Chip. Yes. Let me just confirm that. Yes, I think so.
Okay, the case, what does it mean by single and double, do you
mean? I think single just be sort of one sort of oval, whereas double is this sort of thing.
So we want double curve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plastic.
Is there any rubber at all in the buttons?
I think we're going to have to skip the rubber.
Okay. And we want special colours, don't
yeah.
we? So I'll have to pop that. Oh no, wait. How many colours have we got there?
For the case itself, one colour. It's one special colour.
Just one colour, okay.
Because the case unit itself, the rest of the components
okay.
comes up with it.
So interface-wise, is it this third option?
Yes.
Enough, the two of them there.
One and the LCD display.
Okay. And then buttons.
How many?
We have what? Two colours?
So we've got clear.
We've got push buttons as well.
Like, oh wait, so push button and interface
yeah.
for the push, okay.
We've well, got one button for this thing, because it's just one big sheet of rubber. Not sure if that counts, but...
Okay,
let's just be safe and put, like, say, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special colour for the buttons, so maybe four again.
Four?
We're already
so, well, why are we arriving at the number four? Where does the number four come from?
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay, right.
So we're just estimating that, yeah, it will be less.
Okay. Like these, are we wanting them in?
No.
No? They're just, is
yeah.
everything going to be plastic? Okay. So we're quite far over. Something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8. And
how are we going to achieve this high-end product if
Well, something has to go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So, let me see, what are we...
4.3.
Oh, yeah, sorry, 4.3. What else is all right?
Well, we could take it once by making it single curve, just fill in those bits.
Yeah.
And then where's...
How much would that save us?
That
only save you
one.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you... do something on the TV, the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing his thing, so we may not need to So when we scroll, we need just some way to get the TV to respond,
okay,
which
so
I think is a technically doable thing. So,
so what sort of do you suggest? Take away the LCD display.
Yeah. And the advanced chip goes away as well.
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip.
So what that means is that.
And so we've got 0.3 to get rid of. And we where are the four push buttons are, where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons.
It's one piece of rubber, but it's going to have 12 buttons.
Yeah.
Functionally, you're going to have to intercept. So 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. So you can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of buttons.
Okay,
4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because if you open up your phone underneath, there's actually one button underneath. It's just that the panel itself is a single panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
Just report that it has to be over budget.
Mm-hmm.
Or the colors.
No,
you could take away colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal color buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button we're talking
about.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. Yeah,
no. The buttons only refer to the pad, so.
Right, so.
Take that off.
Aww.
It's back to the original.
Hmm.
So then these just become normal color buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be some way of cutting the cost.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. Right. So take away that completely. And now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 euro to play with if we wanted.
How about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
It's not for you, kind of, as a special form for the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. One. Does that mean that one button has a special form, or?
I think one, there's just one button. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to redraw this now. So we're not going to have the LCD anymore. We're just going to have an on the TV that will show you what you're doing, which I think is fair enough. And so this is going to be one big thing here.
Was the goal in your prototype design that it be as low profile as possible?
What do you mean by profile?
Sort of flat as possible.
No.
The end which has been quite deep, sort of.
Yeah.
Deep enough to be comfy to hold in your hands rather than being wide and flat.
Sure.
We didn't have enough Play-Doh to make it.
Yeah, alright. Okay, just like this.
So there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add, and you might want to add in our stuff width and height.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So just to be thorough then, width wise we're looking at about, what, 3 centimeters or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so.
Mm.
Height-wise, how tall do you envisage you being? About that
or
big?
Two?
About 2 centimeters, okay.
2 is not very high at all, though.
This
is higher.
This is about 2. Slightly more than 2.
Yeah, about that thick.
Okay.
Maybe closer to 3.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say 2.5. Okay, so we have it within cost anyway. So yeah, project evaluation is this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so can we close that? This is what it's the final spec that's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna have to that's fine, that's fine.
It's probably just I don't know if it's worth getting into, but just in that we want this to be stylish, should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid and they have it sort of stylized or in a different concept.
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure, okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think that there's also that factor of if it's too unfamiliar.
Okay, sure.
Because when you
what
put it on the
button
shelf,
shape, square buttons.
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change.
Okay.
Rather than positioning, because I think positioning is
sure.
We're kind of ingrained into the telephone kind of.
Okay.
Pad.
Right. So at this point, we discuss how satisfied we all are with these 4 points, with the room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and stuff we have around us, I guess.
Do you want me to do you want me to do my design evaluation last?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what that
evaluation first.
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Yeah, go for that first. I wasn't entirely sure what who
okay.
was supposed to be doing that, but
sure.
You go for it.
All right, so the way this works, I'm gonna need to plug in the PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'll try and do it as quick as possible. I'll just go over your head if that's okay.
I don't think you need the power, so.
What's that?
No, it's okay, it's okay.
I don't need PowerPoint?
Yeah, the power cord itself.
Oh, of course,
yeah.
Yeah,
so you have a bit more freedom to move.
So, what this is this for us to use kind of like a. Ideas that I've set up. I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the current design of the plan. And so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being for elementary. We're not going to probably use it as changing them, but it doesn't seem like it's going to. Yeah. Okay. Great. And I'm going to write up our results on the board, so this will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're to review where we're standing. Okay, so sort of bring together two things, sort of design goals and also the market research that we had. When we rate this, one is high in succeeding or fitting to our original aim, and seven is low.
Okay.
So these are we've been asked to collectively rate this, so we can just try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one, stylish look and feel.
I rate that pretty highly.
Well, yeah, I mean, compared to most remote controls, you say that's pretty good. I was maybe like a 6 or something.
Yeah.
What does anybody else think?
Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color.
Mm.
And I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit.
Mm.
But.
Okay.
Would you provide that? What do you guys think?
I would say 5 or 6.
Okay.
David?
Yep, I'm fine with that.
Okay, let's go 5 then.
Okay.
Oh,
it's 1 to 7, right?
Oh, yes, sorry, then I would say 2 or 3.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? 1 to 7.
Yeah.
5.
Yeah. 1 is high.
Okay, yeah, 2 or 3.
Okay.
Okay.
2.5 then. Okay. High-tech innovation?
Well, nicely we jogged down a bit.
Yeah. So we had to remove a few of our features we wanted, but jogged down.
I'd say it's
more
3 or 4, maybe.
Medium, but going towards a little bit higher than medium,
okay.
Kind of.
Yeah,
3?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Star reflects a fruit-inspired color design.
Mm-hmm.
She said color. Just
okay, the blue colors and don't actually represent the color except
yeah.
for the red button. They
okay.
just for one of them.
But the yellow,
yeah.
I mean, it could be
yeah,
a lemon yellow
yeah.
color.
Yeah, the yellow is more representative of the color, but the
okay.
button itself, the blue, can be anything else.
Okay, so 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and design is simple to use, simple in features.
Well, yeah, and it's really basic looking, isn't it? I mean, I'd give that nearly a 1.
You guys think?
One.
Yep.
Yeah, 1.
That's right.
Soft and spongy, we achieved that. We've used mostly plastic in the end. So it's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price. 5.
That's really good. Well,
we like to use our plastic. So
yeah,
that's
good.
Nice.
Okay.
Could we use an entirely rubber frame too? Is that an option?
I think it will be cost
more
yeah.
than plastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Logo, we've got it in there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Feel like that in the sun, I mean, it's nice.
And So within budget, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can say then our possible or what we have.
149, I guess.
Yeah, 149 with zero being highest. We have 8, 2, 7, 8, 10, 15.5.
Pretty
so
good.
Pretty good. Turns out to something like about approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal. Right? I think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about
twice that.
So 31. And then invert that.
So yeah, well yeah, that's 69.7%.
Oh right, that's 7.
It's pretty good.
Okay. That was just a little formality for us to go through.
Okay.
100 pound 10.
Nobody saw it, honestly.
Cameras did.
Is that you all finished?
Yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame of thought. I not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay, in theory, this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should be thinking more about the dimensions, sort of like more three-dimensional shapes as well, as opposed to just that flat. Could our design involve a series of colors that is more of like a line where we have like sort of the,
yep.
I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant, I don't know, whatever, just some theme, and then we have different tones, lime, green.
Okay.
It's just discussion. I mean, obviously we just abandon this, it's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or I don't know what your instructions have been.
I think to record it, and I haven't been asked to submit it yet.
Okay, just wondering if I need to include it in the minutes, because if you're submitting it anyway.
I will, yeah.
Okay, great.
Keep me.
Cool. Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the thing,
okay.
So I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering.
Is he still playing with the Play-Doh?
Well, do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and not those 4 points, my 4 points, sorry. Hold on then.
Here we
are. I don't know, we'll do this alphabetically. And you want to start?
Sure. So what is it you're asking me now?
I don't know, just your opinion on those four points really, and how we...
Or sort of our work on
them.
Setting this up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, I'll just go through your system. The room is fairly institutional, but the main thing is, I think our use of this space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive, and would probably help to have sort of a cumulative effect of, we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion. You know, as in other words, this room is sort of a center point of creativity, whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really a center point of creativity, it's more just a
Well, do you feel like that you were able to have quite a lot of creative input into the...
Yeah, but that's just the thing, is the question, in terms of the first point there, the room, it feels as though the creativity goes on when we leave, and then we come here, and then we kind of put out our ideas, and then...
I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means, like, you know...
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I just looked up and saw, okay, what were digital pens, the room.
Oh, yeah.
No, of course, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think it means did you feel you were able to give creative input? So
yeah, answering the question in those terms, I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of, okay, fashion trends say fruit and vegetable color scheme, but then we're told, okay, use the company colors. So what do? We're told, okay, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but build something for 12.5 pounds.
Okay.
So actually, the creativity was more of like a formality than an actual.
I feel like caged within.
Yeah,
whatever
within constraints.
It's like a balloon in a cage. It can only go so big, if not hit the side, the constraints do come
in. Actually, let's take each point and everybody discuss it, I think.
Yeah.
So, still on the topic of room for creativity, next up is Chris.
I agree with his points. It's quite a lot of fun to go through, and then you sort of at the end and go, right, got to cut everything out because we don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structure. Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed, to be evaluated and to be reviewed and to get feedback and come back. And I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think that's a very big thing. And I think the fact that we're wearing these things restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear my glasses, right? And that, but that irritates me, right?
Yeah.
It does actually, you know, affect how whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment rather than the equipment is helping me. And
right.
So you think a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of conducive?
Not so much an atmosphere.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is very relaxed, but
the
gear, it creates boundaries to that. And the time given also restricts.
Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means like if I did a good job or something. I don't really know.
Well, my sense on that is sort of what kind of guidance and direction and encouragement.
From like a personal coach person, stuff like that.
In you as well, I think. Just sort of acting as a team leader.
Okay.
I think it's good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then to come back with something that they take great ownership and innovative thought with. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing and then the personal coach and then having you with the meeting agenda, is actually quite a confining framework to work within. And so it is leadership almost to the point of sort of disempowering the team member.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But it's not bad leadership, it's just sort of fairly strong. You know, it turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to
a little too controlling?
Controlling is not the right word. I think the interactions are very structured. I think structure is probably what you're saying, that each individual is structured to one particular task.
Mm-hmm.
And one rather than controlling, I don't mean a sense of control, because all the decisions have been made in terms of a consensus, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go around and we think about it, but that process actually says you have to do it in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you, sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process.
Yeah.
Not the
okay. What about teamwork?
Did you want to comment?
I reckon that was a bit hard because we could only discuss things in the meeting.
Yeah.
Mm. If we could just go up to somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk to them, it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you tried to use the common shared folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Mm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a you know, a messenger would go, woo.
Did you guys get the email I sent you?
Yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
I was wondering if that got there. Okay. So, to summarise the teamwork issue, saying that if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever,
yeah.
it probably would be...
Yeah.
I think the tool set they were given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the
mm-hmm.
word. They don't support the
mm-hmm.
team
mm-hmm.
working
mm-hmm.
together.
Yeah,
they,
I mean, if
they're still very individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were divided, and then the work went on in isolation.
Mm.
I don't know what you guys did while you were together. Maybe that was a bit different, but yeah. But actually, if you imagine the entirely completely same task given to us, but us said, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is, to say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
It's actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Okay.
Not that we haven't done, I think, the best we could have done.
Okay.
I'm not dissatisfied with it.
Right. Anything else to say on teamwork at all?
No, not really.
Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboard, the digital pens, the projector, stuff like that? Did
yeah.
anybody think anything was like really useful? Anything pretty unsupportive?
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work was going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board,
mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who design cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple, like, fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from
mm-hmm.
the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort
yeah.
of walk around and puzzle
and point
and discuss
yeah.
and in a way, everybody's, as we discuss things in theoretically and out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our own minds. It wasn't until we had
yeah.
this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking because I saw his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
It could be.
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed
yeah.
to the
yeah.
whiteboard. And
yeah.
I think that
yeah.
is also does
yeah. Yeah.
hinder certain things. I think
mm-hmm.
it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather mm-hmm. than the PowerPoint, or
yeah.
maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the center.
Yeah, because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use paintbrush, for example,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, I would have actually used it. You know, just because that's sort of how what we were set up to use when we had our time.
Okay.
I think that there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings.
Yes.
The plugin and the plugin spent, we spent
yeah.
a lot of time doing that. And a
yeah.
lot of the information on the PowerPoints, I don't think, you know, we needed to
yeah.
actually, it could have, we could have gone through them very verbally, especially
yeah.
my slides, I felt that,
yeah.
I mean, just,
okay.
you know, I suppose that
yeah.
present them.
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
Sure.
Yep, clunky. Agreed.
Clunky, okay.
Having to take it before you go off was a bit hindering as well, because
mm-hmm.
you're
yeah.
halfway through a thought and then you run out of paper and then you have to jump.
And I think at the very start of today, I like wrote a whole load of stuff, didn't click note on one, then went back and wrote one tiny thing on another page, but then did click note.
Mm.
And so I'm quite worried that I've just written over the top of it or something, but they'll have my paper anyway. And I haven't done that.
But
so
I think the pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it. We don't have
yeah.
to worry. So
yeah.
I think the pen's good.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing.
On the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers because each computer has all of the files.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that they
yeah, we only needed one computer.
We only actually needed one computer.
Yeah.
If there
That's
had been
true.
A fifth, it could have just been sitting there ready to go.
Then the computer may not be conducive to a meeting, because
yeah.
You tend to look at your computer and wanna have
yeah.
the urge to check something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's useful, but
do you think the computers just provide distraction in the meeting?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
And I like to have things written down in front of me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of the stuff that was emailed
yeah.
to me, I ended up being
mm-hmm.
writing down in there or something, so I could look at it
mm-hmm.
really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. And I don't know about anybody
mm-hmm.
else. What else? I'm not really sure what they're looking for in saying new ideas found. I don't know, it's, could you think about anything else that would have been helpful today?
Well, the main one for me is that the process in a natural context would not have been interrupted by this necessity to discommunicate ourselves
mm.
from each other. So
yeah, if we just
that's kind of a new idea for me, is like just sort of that idea, well, you know, it's kind of hard to keep working forward on a team-based project
mm-hmm.
when you're told you must now work away from the team.
Yeah. I don't know, I think it's quite good that we had time limits on the meetings, because they really could have run on, and like my experience of meetings is that they really do.
Yeah.
And you can spend a lot of
yeah.
time talking about it. The only thing is though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought there maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there, but yeah. I don't know, I think maybe if we like all been working in the one room and they just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you know,
mm-hmm.
just have a short meeting, and then just
mm-hmm.
just to have like something written down, just
mm-hmm.
like, you know, a milestone if you like, rather than having meetings, but there you go. So in closing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. Oh, there it is. 5 minutes to go. Wonderful. Okay, are the costs within the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is. It's a nice celebration.
So
we have Ninja Homer.
So now we
have. Well, apparently now I left the final report. What are you guys doing now?
I don't know.
You don't
oh, wow.
That is lovely.
I said Ninja Homer.
What did you call it?
Ninja Homer. See, it looks like Homer Simpson.
Is that just the logo, or is it doing a thing?
Yeah, it's just the logo.
Just the logo, and then like
Ninja
Homer. Right, okay.
The red is supposed to represent the whatever else you want to print on the side.
Mm-hmm. Fashion,
yeah.
Technology, or something.
You can wear Homer. You can throw Homer when you're frustrated.
Duh.
It's cool. I'm kind of, I'm slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic and rubber in. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh well. Maybe for now, Unreal Reaction should give us more money.
Oh, I did learn something new. Play-Doh is useful.
No,
it is useful in conceptualizing, in being creative.
Really?
It's like you say, it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch.
Yeah.
And get a sense for. Like, we were playing with the Play-Doh, and the ideas came with the Play-Doh.
Did they?
Rather than with everything else. You might want to write that down.
Yeah.
It's just,
okay.
I'm just filling with the Play-Doh. Yeah.
Play-Doh.
No, it's true.
I forgot how good Play-Doh smells.
Yeah, it smells funny, doesn't it?
I
think
Play-Dohs are actually a bit edible, aren't they?
No,
yeah,
all
like
Play-Doh is
really
edible.
I think it has to be.
It's just wheat. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives in there.
What are your summarizing words about Play-Doh?
It's helpful to the creative process.
Okay.
It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch, and it helps you to understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful, because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a board, even with a 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of tangible, that's the next word.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes tangible.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know if there's anything else we need to discuss. That's about it, really. Just sit still, I guess.
Do we retreat to continue our
I think we could probably do it here.
Reporting?
Well, it could. I'm sure that thing will pop up any minute now.
Can we turn off the microphones?
Yeah, maybe it's bigger than you, I guess so.
And my microphone has no signal.
Oh.
Which would explain why. Yeah, like because the power's low. And Sennheiser's tend to die off.
I think the time has to run out for us to get any more instructions.
Yeah, it'll look close up here. Is it dark? Well, I don't know. I know that I
have
to
do
I've got like 10 minutes to write
stuff.
This report thingy. I basically just say
we probably have to do that email thing again and respond.
Oh crap. Isn't it this like final report thing? I saved it, like what I'd done, and then when I came back to it, it said it was read only, and it said that what emerging solution was it really. I don't know what that's about there. At what point did we decide that we didn't want voice recognition? I don't think I ever actually documented that.
Is someone's mic still on? Must be an additional microphone in here.
Okay, finished meeting live. Okay. So you're probably going to get instructions in a little minute.
Must be additional microphones.
This is the Big Brother channel.
I don't know how I'm supposed to. I mean, like, we have this prototype here, and I can't draw it in Word or anything, but it says to.
Paintbrush.
It says, you know, must specify final design, final report. It's with the hot list to refer to, so let's describe it.
See prototype, see ninja homework.
So intrigued by the knowledge that there is still.
There must be another bike somewhere.
Yeah, there's another camera watching me.
Can you imagine how long it takes to interpret all this data? Gosh. Can't even imagine where you begin.
Interpreting
so
is not going to take very long.
Well.
These mics going to have to sit there and convert it into the right format to fit it into an automated interpreter. And that just.
Yeah,
because you have to sit there and wait for it to get done.
Sure, after a while,
yeah,
we're not
like
doing the same thing.
No, you have to sit there, wait for it to get done, and then you have to go through it. You have to randomly check that all the video got captured, all the audio got captured, and is synced. So you have to sit there and.
But for someone to be able to analyze data.